seat. Today, we recognize the baptism of our Lord. We'll renew our baptism vows in just a few minutes as a way to remind ourselves and one another of the importance of that first step we took so long ago in this lifelong journey of faith. It's important to remind ourselves from time to time what our baptism means. The gospel for today focuses on that moment when Jesus himself is baptized and what happens to him and to us when Jesus is drawn up out of that water. Baptism is really important in the Anglican Church. For us, the emphasis is not so much on cleansing people of their sins. Anglicans find a deeper meaning when baptism is understood as a welcoming celebration. Someone has chosen to be part of this particular way of being in relationship with God and the world. It's a first step and a long journey of learning to see the world the way God sees it. Baptism, at its best, helps us to see things differently. Here's an illustration of that. A guy happens upon a river baptism. There's all these people gathered around, the preacher's in the water, and he's got people he's dunking in the water and pulling back out again. So the guy goes down and gets in the water himself. The preacher asks him, "Are you ready to find Jesus?" And the guy says, "Yes." So the preacher dunks him into the water and he draws him out and he says, "Have you found Jesus?" And the guy says, "No." So the preacher dunks him back down in the water again. He pulls up and he says, "Have you found Jesus?" And the guy says, "No." And so the preacher puts him back down in the water again, holds him down there for like a minute, and he pulls him up out of the water, and the guy is gasping for air, and he says, "Brother, have you found Jesus?" And the guy says, "No, are you sure you lost him here?" A funny thing happens when people are baptized. When we allow ourselves to be baptized, we offer ourselves up to God in a unique way. We don't suddenly become children of God through baptism because we're already children of God, made in God's own image. We're already children, and that doesn't change with the waters of baptism. We don't find Jesus in baptism. Jesus finds us. We understand this event involving the water and the vows as a sacrament. A sacrament is defined as an outward physical sign of an inward spiritual grace. When it comes to the sacrament of baptism, the outward visible sign is that we all end up very wet. But there are lots of activities that can leave us very wet. So it's not necessarily what we can see on the outside that signifies that something has changed. The real change happens on the inside. It happens where it's not obviously visible, and yet it has the most obvious impact on our lives. After a baptism, one could simply change into drier clothes, and no one would ever know that a sacrament happened. After a baptism, we proclaim that we are different now because of how we act, and our actions emanate from how we think and feel on the inside. We're different because of the context through which we strive to see the world and everything and everyone in it. We may think we enter into the water to find Jesus, but after baptism we realize that it was Jesus who entered into us. And that can never be undone. The Anglican Church recognizes baptism as a one-time event. Once you're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and sealed as Christ's own forever, you're baptized. And that's it. There's no need to do it again. We do, however, offer services such as this one today where we renew those baptism vows using water as a reminder of that change. But this is not another baptism. There are some who have been taught that they were baptized into one church or community or denomination or another, and then when they arrive in an Anglican church, they think they need to be baptized again so that they can get in here. But that's not the case. If you were baptized in another church or another denomination, We honor your baptism. It's enough. Wherever and whenever you had it, you're welcome here. And even if you haven't been baptized yet, you're still welcome here. Because we believe that a sacrament is so much, much bigger than anyone's little corner of Christianity. When one is baptized, one is welcomed into a greater household of God. This household of God is as big as the cosmos. Jesus describes an image of this household as a great mansion. He teaches that God's mansion has many rooms. The Anglican Church is just one room in a heavenly mansion full of rooms. Because we love God, the master of this household, we also show love and respect to the other residents in this mansion. How do you know that you're in the household of God? How do you know that you're different after baptism? Being baptized is more than just a little water and some fragrant oil and a little candle you get to take home with you. These are just symbols. They serve as reminders of how we function differently in the world. When we hear things like Jesus' teachings about humility, reconciliation, and peace, as those baptized into the household of God, we begin to experience the whole world the way Jesus saw it. Humility, reconciliation, and peace, and all those other things that he taught about, things that he said and did, are no longer just stories on a page in a book. No, we begin to notice them playing out in everyday life. When we accept the invitation to enter into this new way of being as disciples of Jesus Christ, we recognize that we are part of something much, much bigger than we are. When we use phrases like sisters and brothers and non-binary siblings and peace be with you, what we mean is that we are all children of God. We are indeed siblings under a heavenly parent who gave birth to all things, seen and unseen. And when we offer peace to one another, it's a different and more abiding peace than the words can really express. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. My own peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." The peace of Christ is more profound than any peace that the world might impart. The outward visible sign of Christ's peace suggests that there's a deeper, inward, spiritual grace in that peace. When we repeat the words, Jesus' words about whatsoever we do to the least of these, we do to Jesus himself, and love your neighbor as yourself, we realize that we are all one in Christ. What misfortunes befall our Tla'amen neighbors befall us. When we witness refugees and immigrants being grieved, we recall quickly that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were themselves immigrants and refugees. When we witness our homeless neighbors crying out for justice and peace, we are reminded of the gross injustices that Jesus suffered. When we witness the marginalization of our sisters and brothers and non-binary siblings who already struggle with physical or mental health issues, we remember how Jesus extended compassion to the sick and the outcast and restored them to both health and community. These are just a few examples of seeing the world and our role in it changing when we enter through baptism into this vast household of God and choose to see the world as Jesus sees it. As those baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we begin to interact with the world as people in relationship with God. We enter into a life where the things we read about in the scriptures no longer reside as ink on pages, but become real in our everyday lives. Where are the lepers and the prostitutes, the tax collectors and the Samaritans in our time? Where are the Pharisees and the Sadducees, Herod and the Zealots in this place? What are the occupying forces and the slaves today? They're all still here. Mostly they go by different names now, but if Jesus walked the earth today like he did a couple thousand years ago, he could still share the same teachings. We know that the same things that motivated people in first century Palestine still motivate people today. money, power, sex, class, military might, resources and privileges. These are all just still just as influential in human behavior now as ever. We might have more technology today than the Roman Empire did, but human ambition still functions in the same way. While all of this is swirling around, we also must recognize that God is also the same as ever, too. The same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The same power that separated the dark from the light and the nighttime from the morning is still acting. The same voice of splendor that gave strength to the people and the blessing of peace is still speaking. As residents of God's household, we also recognize the same gifts of grace, abundance, and community still working. We can identify the people and places and times where truth and love have shone so brightly that the darkness could not overcome it. If you remember nothing else about Jesus in the Gospels, remember this. Jesus gathered people together to help them recognize the presence of the realm of heaven already established all around them. Jesus gathered people together to help them recognize the presence of the realm of heaven already established all around them. Jesus is always pointing to the places where relationships between people were being restored, where rest was given to the weary, food to the hungry, and comfort to the soul. Jesus taught us that we are precious and valuable and worthy of God's affection. All these beautiful things are there for you too. Learning to see them clearly is the lifelong process of baptism. The church is an extension of God's mansion of many rooms. We are an imperfect extension, and we've made many mistakes, but we continue to strive with God's help to become what God envisions for the church, a visible manifestation of a divine dwelling place that exists to promote good, healthy relationships between people. It provides rest for the world wearied, nourishment to the spiritually depleted, and comfort to the sin-sick soul. It's here to build up God's people, to remind them about the realm of heaven when it becomes too difficult to see, to inspire us to continue the work that Jesus began, and to help us participate in the word of the Lord as it speaks in the world around us. We are capable of being the very best disciples of Jesus Christ. Being baptized into God's household opens up opportunities and resources to become all that God desires us to be and to do. As we go out, as Jesus sends us out to continue what he started, we both support one another and are supported by one another in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to a world that still very much needs to hear it. It's a celebration in heaven and on earth when Jesus finds us in those waters of baptism and draws us out to show us a whole new world as seen through the eyes of our divine creator. It's a whole lot of theology in human-divine relationship that we get out of a little bit of water. And that's good news.